Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we got the show. We talk for you, give you points.
Yes, it's still supposed to be walked 3 times a day.
Oh, no.
Then why didn't you walk it before when I told you?
You're in the backyard and you crap. That don't mean the dog doesn't have to be walked.
Well, I told you earlier you're supposed to walk in.
No, you didn't tell me. You told me about...
I walked in. The dog had to be walked. I told you that. That dog gets walked 3-4 times a day. Whether she craps in the backyard or not.
You're getting the camera.
over the boundaries that they, some people think that there's just Barbara Streisand jumped her first boundary when she took the subway from Brooklyn to Broadway in 1962. And she's been jumping over barriers ever since. There she was, this barely more than a girl with an unconventional face and a perky personality. But she stepped on that Broadway stage big. It's difficult. Glamorous, fearless, funny. No wonder artists of my generation want to be like Barbara. This might come as a surprise to some of you, but growing up in the Jersey, Barbara was the real deal. Enough is enough, is enough. She came to a paganized idea of what a movie star was. But she also wrote a new book, one that said women in entertainment and women in the capital government can dare confidently and make clear that we can do a lot of things. We're not just this kind of thing, that kind of action. We don't just do what the boys want. Not just the people who are working with her. All the girls have dreams like you do. You just have to have the courage, like this child, to reach them.
All right, hey, great, great, great.
singer, artist, director, manager. Okay.
Thank you. point, son.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible to offer help to all the children of the world, regardless of race, creed, or economic status.
To this day, I'm still trying to figure out, like, how did any Thomas Black manage to put this together where it would be global, all backgrounds together as one?
It's like we're all the same. We're here because our kids are sick. There's no, you're from this country, there's no divide. We're all here to help one another.
This place has really shown us the strength of what can happen when so many people work together as one.
You're his deep man.
So
You're meeting at the end of it. She's kissing on her cheek. She reports it. Tell me, good boy. You being a good boy, Chai. You being a good boy. You're a good boy. Thank you.
mother.
Why are you telling this person?
Why does she put the itinerary together? Become a mother. I have her back. She has my heart. Love is beautiful.
These other ones should be great.
On my bucket list, you know, in my career, what would I really, of all the things I had not done, to do at Barbra Streisand was at the top of the list.
Well, all I can say is this is so much fun. I am so happy to be on this, and I'll see you out there on the road somewhere.
I mean, it's Mutual Admiration Society. I've been waiting for this call in Hollywood, California for the last 40 years.
Like the colors of the misty water, color memories. You were
my own start singing. It means barks, it bites. And why hasn't it happened before?
It's beginning. I loved how Kenny and Walter came up with these plans of these songs, meaning some of them start with a male voice, like The Way We Were. And I don't think I've ever heard a man sing The Way We Were.
Maybe beautiful and
The Way We Were, memories. I mean, are you kidding me? That's the song. For us, as far as I'm
concerned. You don't bring me flowers anymore. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't hear it. Why would you like? And she can lay down, can she?
Now you can rise above it all. you can see where threats lurk and opportunities await. You can take control of the entire hybrid network. You can command the surface like a guardian, like a hunter, like a hawk.
I'm worried, worried. I'm gonna leave them behind. Leave them in the city, city. Leave them on somebody else's mind. I'm gonna get out, get out. I'm gonna jump on a plane. Leave my troubles all a million miles away.
No.
Thank you.
Get out here and get in the room. as soon as I got to LA, I just started booking this little thing. Like, you know, my first thing was the date of LL Cool J on In the House. And I was so excited.
So far, so I will stand still just to check you out.
You look so fine. I'm going to forget you used that line when we met. I mean, I was excited. But it's that feeling of, like, you know, once you start booking.
Right, yeah.
It was like a one-thing part, but I was like, I'm going to make it, you know. And then there were, you know, 1,000 things that I was close on, just would not get. It would be on the floor. And then I got, like, The Wood, and I got Blade, and then The Best Man, and then Look Basketball. It just kind of was like a slow build. There was never really an overnight kind of feeling.
Probably like a lot of people, I really love Look Basketball. The story was that they perfectly polished, everything worked out in the end, kind of thing.
Right.
I kind of like it when things have a little bit of a jagged edge to it, and it felt like that story did.
I love that.
Did you enjoy it?
The actual experience of making that, it was not fun.
Okay.
Only because I just... It was a basketball. I wanted to get it right. And it's hard to pick up a basketball. And even if you're practicing for hours every day for like 5 months, which I was, you can't be a basketball player. These basketball players have been, you know, playing basketball since they were, you know, walking. I just wanted to get it right. And I didn't know if I got it right until a year later. And we had a premiere at Sundance, and we got like a four-minute standing ovation, which was nice. But then that's the one thing about film is that then you're outside of the experience, right? Because it's over. And it looks like a play where every night you're actually experiencing the audience. Every night you're experiencing the journey. With film, it's like you shoot it,
yeah.
And then by the time people are experiencing it, you have nothing to do with it anymore.
Oh, interesting. You've moved on. Do you watch any of your work?
I'm a Virgo, and I'm super critical of myself. Like, it's painful. And I will watch it once, usually in the beginning, just so I can know what I did, what it is, and also talk about it and promote it. And then that's it. I mean, if it's on TV, it's like, turn it off. Go to the next channel. It's not fun for me at all. It's actually torturous. I mean, do you like watching yourself? Yes. I can tell by the way you talk.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I probably don't have a stronger reaction. I think early on, I became very comfortable with the idea that I'm not perfect. I'm very okay with the idea that it's going to be all a work in progress.
Okay.
Do you like practicing the act meetings that you've ever seen?
I like it all. There's people who are photographic memories or, you know, who learn lines and absorb them easily. I'm not. I have to just drill it. Over and over and over again. Usually I get somebody to do it with me. I do read the script several times to try to kind of keep, like, letting my imagination work and try to get into the perspective of the character. Things just will just come to you the more you read it.
I always wonder whether you guys ever have flashback moments where all of a sudden you're back in the back in the Best Man. You know what I mean?
The high-class prostitute. Get out.
Thank you.
type apartment in Tribeca. It was really fun.
What did you do in New York for fun?
I had like a 5-month-old puppy, and I brought her with me. So I was like training her a lot. And I have great friends and family, and I took lots of walks by the water.
This is your weather, huh? So you have pitbull dogs in you?
And Frenchie and pitbull.
Yeah.
All kinds of magic. Just enjoy life and character and being on set. A great location all around the city. There was one day we shut down 42nd Street. I was like, damn, you know. It was pre-pandemic, so life was, you know, great.
What did you do during the pandemic?
I was in LA in my house and actually shot a short.
Okay.
Made the pictures. They did Paris, Shintem, and New York, I Love You, which are like, you know, those vignettes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like
and
that.
So they came up with an idea.
We just seen that show. Yeah, that was interesting. This is mine.
Got to be strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or get on out the door. Just one, if we figure out what we need to perform.
All right.
if I see you, I gotta see him.
Finding the right part, WesternParts.com has what you need. With over 21 years of experience, WesternParts.com can help you find the right part the first time. We offer free shipping with orders over $199. Find your parts now at WesternParts.com.
Then she wants some, okay? I can't feed it to you. No, don't look at me that way. I'm sorry, I'm very sorry.
Lipstick from the kids that you live with. Too much of a mess to mess with. We're going round town. I heard you got a new guy. No time, that's fine. The baby tonight. Tell me like you dream. True. Tell me that it don't have the same ball over you. Tell me like you never do get used to watching you go.
Thank you.
I'm